Having talked about the multi-layer structure of data, which is possible in Python, this is the perfect time to define the concept of namespace. Like the sequence of keys required to identify a specific display string within a scenario within a DAM in the previous slide's example, namespace simply refers to the combination of information which uniquely identifies a variable. It can be thought of like an address. Let's think again about the display string for a dam break scenario, which, again, specifies the scenario options in the hazard information dialog for this type of hazard. Not surprisingly, since there are multiple scenarios to choose from here, each with a display string, we can clearly see that this key name is not unique in the overall dictionary. So if we want to access or edit one, how does Python know which value to give us? What made this display string unique was that we specified we wanted the one in the rainy day PMF failure scenario, and what's more, within the Duckett Dam dictionary, to differentiate it from other dams and their scenarios. By being specific about the dictionaries it was nested in, we prevented any ambiguity in referring to display string. As obvious as it may seem to fully specify a variable's location when accessing it, a less apparent need for namespaces arises with hazard services overrides. Though overrides are covered in a later section, be sure to remember that successfully overriding any variable depends on properly including it in the parent dictionaries, lists, or other structures to which it belongs.